You're listening to the DW Podcast, insightful conversations on life, love, and leadership. What's up, tribe? Dwayne here. I want to answer the question today, why do teens need life coaching? Why teens need life coaching? This is extremely near and dear to my heart on a personal level. Number one, I'm a 41-year-old man who has always reflected on my own teen years. In my experience as a teenager growing up in inner city Oakland with my dad and my mom, shout out to them, Timmy and Rachel. I know they're going to probably hear this podcast and probably get on me for calling them by their first name. But man, love them to death. And they're still holding it down, doing a great work out in Oakland, California. But I'm always reflecting on that experience and what that has translated into my 20s, into my 30s, and now into the early phases of my 40s. And it's ever so much so more before me with my own sons who are both teenagers right now. I have a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old. And I get the privilege. It's a joyful privilege to walk with them through such a pivotal point in their life. And so this has just led me to really make a deep commitment, and not only just myself, but all of us here at TDH Coaching, just to make a deep commitment to say, man, what does it look like if we begin to build a culture, a tribe, a community where the mindset is every teenager, every eighth grader, 13-year-old, up to 12th grader, 18-year-old, if that group begins to have a framework, a very positive framework developed for them that prioritizes life coaching, what would it look like if we didn't wait, right, for this generation, these young people to get older and begin to exhibit unhealthy behaviors, unhealthy attitudes. And I think on some level, right, if we're honest, many of us don't even have to wait until they get older. That many of these teens right now in their current season of life are exhibiting unhealthy behaviors, unhealthy attitudes. There's things that they have to work through. They have to work out of, like, what if we didn't wait until there was a problem? And I believe this is why life coaching is massive. In a previous episode, I talked about the difference between counseling and coaching. And one of the main reasons we at TDH Coaching really primarily specifically focus on coaching is simply this. We don't want to wait until there's a problem. We don't want to wait until there's a problem. We don't believe in being reactive. We believe in being proactive. Nothing against counseling. I think counseling is essential. Counseling is important. It's needed. But on many cases, counseling is very reactive to deep-seated hurt, deep-seated pain, deep-seated issues. It's necessary. What we want to come on the scene and do is how do we begin to create some sense of normalcy and actually joy and anticipation and proactivity around this idea of working on things, building for what we want, rather than fixing and repairing what we wished would have never happened. So there's three reasons that I want to give you for why we believe teenagers, 13 to 18 year olds, desperately need life coaching. Number one, change the stigma on personal development. It's the first reason why they need life coaching. we got to change this stigma on personal development, right? Like anytime you want to work on yourself, or we feel like we need to have a conversation on being better or accomplishing goals, right? Especially for a teenager on some level, it's easy for our minds to move into the posture of, well, wait, why are we having this conversation? I already know this. Have I done something wrong? Right? Like, no. You haven't done anything wrong. This is not because of a broken or a bad past. This is because we're having this conversation because we desire a better and brighter future, right? So this is always about forward movement. This isn't about what we should have done. This is about what we want to do. And so we at TDH Coaching really want to shine a positive light on teens just becoming massively comfortable and okay with the fact, yo, let's work on ourselves, right? Like, I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be a healthy adult. I want to be a healthy mom, a healthy dad, a healthy brother, a healthy sister. I want to get well. I should value myself and my humanity to the degree, right, at which I work on myself. And I'm not only working on myself, I'm not working on myself primarily because something has gone wrong. No, I am working on myself because I actually have goals. I have dreams. I have things that I want to do. I have things that I know I'm called to accomplish in this world, impact that I have been made to create and cause in society. Okay. And so we got to shift the stigma of personal development, right? Let's work on ourselves. Let's show teens, right, how they can work on themselves because of what they want to accomplish rather than just because something is broken. Because here's the catch. We can always talk ourselves, okay, or give an excuse for something that might be broken. Well, it's not my fault. Or if I had this or I had that, then I wouldn't be where I'm at. Right? Or just because you think that part of my life is broken doesn't mean that part of my life is broken to me, right? There's always ways to wiggle out of that. And what we like to believe at TDH Coaching is that when you actually talk about the other side of the coin, right? Where are you headed? What are you doing? Where are you going? Right? What do you dream of? What do you envision? That's a conversation that we can't wiggle our way out of. It really pigeonholes us. It forces us to acknowledge where we are, and it forces us to take notice of tomorrow. Now what we have is we have a culture, a community, a tribe that is forward thinking, right? That is leaning into the brightness and the beauty of their future. So we got to change the stigma on personal development. Number two, the reason every teen needs life coaching, they have to develop self-awareness. It's number two. They have to develop self-awareness. Think about the 13 to 18 year old. Okay. Just think about this for a moment, right? The first 12 years of their life, they have been very dependent on mom and dad, right? Grandma, grandpa, whomever they live with, dependent upon their guardian for food, for shelter, for an academic environment that they're enrolled in so that they can learn, and just massively dependent. And now all of a sudden, they're moving into teen years, adolescent years, where their hormones have shifted, right? The chemical imbalances in their brain has shifted. That's just all a part of the adolescent development process. They're in this transitory period where they are moving from childhood to adulthood. It's messy. Many times we don't have all the answers, right? Adolescence from teen to teen is expressed in a myriad of different ways. And one thing that is profound, essential, that they need, they gotta know themselves. They gotta know themselves, right? When adolescence is a season where they're fighting for autonomy. They're fighting. They're naturally pulling away from guardianship and the familiar authority in their home. And they're looking to see who they can connect with, who they identify with, helping teens understand how they're most naturally wired is definitely, definitely important. We gotta help them develop self-awareness. Two reasons why we gotta help them develop self-awareness. First of all, we've been asking our kids, right, since they were in elementary, what do you wanna do when you get older? What do you wanna do? What do you wanna do? And that's a question about their career, right? Or their college degree or the job that they wanna work. And while that's an important question, I think the more important question is not what do you wanna do, but who do you wanna be, right? Because I think what we do should flow out of us knowing who we are. I mean, think about the average 17 to 18 year old who's graduating high school, and we're pushing them off into the real world to make massive life decisions that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives. We should do well. We should raise the level of importance on them making these life-altering decisions from a place of genuinely knowing who they are. And so self-awareness, we believe here at TDH Coaching, can't be expressed enough. Like, oh my goodness, it needs to be moved to the front of the line in terms of what every teenager in this world needs to be working on, needs to be developing. They're not going to be in our house forever. They're not going to be living under their parents' roofs forever. And they're going to get out into the real world, into adulthood, and they're going to have to make life-altering decisions. And I think the best way for them to make those decisions is that those decisions flow out of who they are. Let's help them develop self-awareness. Here's the third one. Lastly, the reason every teen needs life coaching, simply put, healthy adults. Healthy, healthy, healthy adults. We want healthy adults, right? I mean, think about it like this. And I'm a part of this. I'm a part of this crowd that I'm about to talk about, right? Like, how many of us as parents have kids in a sport? And not all of us have the unrealistic expectation that our child is going to be the next NBA or NFL or soccer league star, right? Like, let's be honest, like, not all of us have that that expectation of our children, but we want them to do well, right? And so we invest money and time in the things that we desire for them to do well. And so many of us, we spend more than a few hundreds of dollars a month to give them one-on-one training or to give them group training in a sport or in a music or an instrument or something like that, right? Like, many of us even, maybe our kids aren't into sports or the arts, right? Maybe our kids are into STEM or robotics or things like that. And we spend hundreds of dollars, right, to put them in those programs, to encourage them, to empower them in doing the things that they love, right? Well, I think we need to teach our teens how to love themselves by being willing to invest money in their personal development, right? Because again, everybody's not going to be the next greatest athlete, and everybody's not going to be the next greatest musician or artist, right? But you're going to have a lot more mothers than you will have sports stars. You're going to have a lot more fathers than you will have sports stars. You're going to have a lot more husbands, a lot more wives, a whole lot more of employees, employers, CEOs. You're going to have a lot more regular, everyday people than you will a basketball star, a singer, or anything that you want to put in there, engineer. You're going to have a lot more regular, everyday people. And guess what? Those people need to be healthy, right? Think about your grandkids. Will your grandkids be able to grow up under a healthy mom, a healthy dad. I'm talking to you, parents, right? Like, have you considered that? Right? Like, think about your child's coworkers, people that they will work with when they're adult. Will they look at your child and be able to say, man, so-and-so is a joy to work with. Love having them on my team. Man, I would sacrifice anything for them because they have made the company better. Right? They have made the team that much better. Why? Because they are healthy and they begin working on their healthiness, not as an adult, but as a team. This is why, these three reasons are why we believe every teen needs to be in life coaching. We've got to change the stigma on personal development. We've got to begin to create something that helps develop their self-awareness. And simply put, we need healthy adults. We need healthy adults. Thanks for listening. For more resources, check us out at tdhcoaching.com.